Los Angeles police have stepped up efforts to go after the city's 100,000 gang members. Chief William Bratton calls them violent sociopaths. Last week, hundreds of cops and FBI agents raided a giant public housing project in the Watts section of South Central LA. They arrested 41 members of a gang known as the Bounty Hunters, and they charged the leaders with conspiracy to sell narcotics and to distribute cocaine. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
On the morning of the raid, people living at the Nickerson Gardens housing project in Watts were roused twice before dawn. First, when alleged gang members fired on a police patrol car, prompting a shootout. Then, 2 hours later, when more than 400 heavily armed LA police officers and FBI agents swept in to round up leaders of a notorious street gang. They broke down doors and windows with exploding devices known as flashbang grenades.
Yeah, it was very scary. It's like it was pow, 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 pow. It was so close to us. It's like I didn't know if it was going to come through the window or what, so I just laid there like, oh. I didn't know what to do.
Deshaun Harding, her husband James Simmons, and their two children live three doors down from one apartment that was raided. Such anti-gang raids have happened before at Nickerson Gardens, but not on this scale.
It seemed like a whole lot of bombs going off at one time. Because from what they say, they hit all the drug houses at one time. Simultaneously.
The entire housing project, the largest in the state, was on lockdown as FBI agents and police SWAT teams capped a year-long investigation. They arrested 41 people on drug-related charges, including 13 gang leaders accused of conspiring to sell and distribute crack cocaine. With nicknames such as Razor, Peanut, Meldog, and E.T., they're members of a notorious subset of the Bloods gang called the Bounty Hunters. They operate from inside the Nickerson Gardens project.
We think we have disrupted, at least temporarily, the activities of one of the more vicious gangs and one of the more harmful gangs in the city.
L.A. Police Chief William Bratton says the latest raid is part of a continuing effort to destabilize the gangs by targeting 10% of the region's 100,000 gang members, the most active, violent leaders.
Rather than just going in with a big net trying to catch as many fish as you can, we're going in with a rod and a reel, going after particular individuals, because we just don't have the resources and the mass arrests have such limited impact. It's literally like shoveling sand against the tide.
For more than a decade, the LAPD and the FBI have been fighting that tide with raids, investigations, and gang injunctions that ban certain gang members from using beepers, meeting in public, or even talking on the phone in public. Such tactics are often controversial. They've been challenged in court by civil liberties groups. But Bratton says they've reduced gang homicides by 40% in the past year. FBI officials say that over the past decade, federal agents have arrested more than 2,000 gang members, but they admit that sending gang leaders to prison for years simply creates a vacuum quickly filled by a newer generation. FBI spokesman Matt McLaughlin.
Why young men and women are drawn to gangs is a very complex issue that begins generally with the family. And ultimately, our investigations aren't going to solve those problems in total. The government's not going to solve gangs and gang violence. That's only going to happen one child, one family at a time.
As generations of LA gangs continue to expand across the country and over the U.S. borders, officials are planning even more gang sweeps. Highly publicized raids like the one in Watts serve to draw attention to the need for more police officers in Los Angeles. Chief Bratton says he's hoping city leaders will give him the money to expand his force. He says the national focus may be on international terrorism, but his troops intend to fight domestic terrorists. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.